Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Packers Saints Sunday night. The Green and Gold postgame show with Bill Michaels and Gary Ellerson on the air from 10:30 until midnight on Sunday night. Then Joe Zenzola is here with Green and Gold OT.
Hey, I think they already sold that truck, though, allegedly.
They what?
The break. I think they sold my truck already in the break.
Come on, man. It takes an hour to do paperwork for a car. How could they have sold it that fast?
That's why I said allegedly. I'll look into it, but. Okay. I can get another one. But
well, maybe this guy bought it.
Do you want to know what's going on at 1265 Lombardi Avenue? What's next for the Pack? Let's check in with our Green and Gold insider, Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Brought to you by Thomas Morola Law Offices. Divorce, child custody, and other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Morola. Online at MorolaLaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
All right, so let's check in with Ryan Wood on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Good afternoon, Ryan.
I got a question, Ryan. Steve. I got a question for Ryan.
What's your question, Leroy?
Ryan, nice for you. What time you and Olivia doing y'all? Are y'all doing any pregame thing on PackerNews.com?
Are you doing I'm postgame thing, or you with don't... Olivia Ryan.
So you're going to do
Pete
postgame?
Doherty, my colleague, is pregame.
Okay, so you'll be right after the game?
That's right. Yeah, right before you, I think, right?
Yep, because we're going to do it at 6:30, and then I'll listen to Gary and them afterwards, and then listen to you. I love your videos, by the way. And then I'm listening to Joe Zenzola up late if it's a big win, which I expected. Steve, you can...
We'll get to that.
Yeah, right. Steve going to go over the injuries in a minute. But my biggest thing, we had Bobby Hebert. You weren't born when he played. But the one thing we talked about, these two franchises are very similar. You know, both franchises said they probably should have won more Super Bowl. We get that. Both franchises got first ballot Hall of Famers. And until Mike McCarthy left, both coaches were similar. And the Packers haven't won there since we won the Super Bowl. They've been 0-3 since. We said, was this a measuring game for the Packers? And I said, yes, only because once you're 3-0, the percentages are good for you getting the playoff. But I think people think that the first two games, Ryan, they think that was a fluke because they had bad defenses. I think if they beat the Saints, which have a good defense, people start to recognize the Packers got a good team.
Yeah, I think the degree of difficulty is certainly higher. I don't think that this is maybe the test it would have been. Well, one, with full fans in the stands in the Superdome on a Sunday night, right? Because I remember in 2014 when they went down there and the atmosphere. I mean, it was second to none, and they're going to miss that. So that's huge. But even a couple years ago when Drew Brees was still really in late 30s at the top of his game, he just hasn't been. I mean, he's 41-year-old Drew Brees, turns 42 at the end of the season. This is a guy that is very much, I think, on his last legs, and he's shown that he's on his last legs on film so far this season. But I'm with you, Leroy. On the defensive side, the degree of difficulty is higher than it was against an outmatched, injured Minnesota defense, an outmatched, young Detroit Lions defense. this is a different test. I mean, this Saints run defense hasn't given up a 100-yard rusher in a long time. It's going to be very interesting to see how Aaron Jones goes against that defensive front. Just in general, it's a better team, better opponent, better defense that they're facing this week. So they can do what they did the first two games. It's going to be even more impressive.
Leroy, do you have a follow-up? Or
I'll wait till you and Steve go. And I do have one more, but I'm going to wait.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that.
I yield back to you.
Thank you, yielding. I'm going to slow down as I'm coming through, okay, Leroy? Elgton Jenkins, we didn't see that coming. What happened there, do you know?
No, that was kind of a surprise today.
No.
Elgton Jenkins, he'd been playing and practicing all week. He did not participate today. He's listed as questionable on the injury report because of a back/rib. That was a surprise.
Hey, Ryan, are you buying into this whole narrative of, oh boy, well, the Packers don't need Devontae. They were 4-0 last year, and they'll win today. They'll win Sunday night without Devontae. Both teams without their top wide receiver in this game. My concern going into this game is these Packers wide receivers' ability to get open for Aaron Rodgers.
It does help. I mean, if you really watch, the talent deficiency that we all expected from the wide receiver core has actually shown up in these first two games, right? I mean, they dropped six passes Sunday. They had a couple really critical drops in week one. So it hasn't been clean from the receivers. They're just so dang wide open. I mean, I asked Aaron Rodgers on Wednesday, when's the last time you remember seeing on almost every play guys this wide open and sometimes multiple guys this wide open? He said he can't remember in recent history. I mean, they've schemed these guys open, and you've seen a more comfortable offense schematically year two in this playbook, but it's really been evident with the receivers. So, I don't buy into they don't need Devontae Adams. Devontae Adams is one of the best receivers in the league. He's miles ahead of anyone else on this roster. They need Devontae Adams, and they're certainly not going to have him. He's doubtful. It looks like it's going in the wrong direction after not practicing this week for him to be available Sunday night. They need Devontae Adams, but if he can still throw to open guys, I think the Saints are going to probably try to take away Aaron Jones and try to cover better than the Vikings and Lions did. But we'll see if they can scheme these receivers open like they did the first 2 weeks.
Now, me and Gary have this conversation about the smartest guy in the room. We have a list of coaches that lead that, and one of the top guys is Sean Payton. Now, the book would say to run Kamara and Latavius Murray a bunch and only have Drew Brees maybe throw it 10 or 15 times, because that's what San Francisco did. But I can see a way for him to say, you know what, I'm going to go against that and throw the ball a lot. So with that being said, this is going to be a great matchup between, you know, Aaron Jones and Kamara.
I agree. You know, it's Rodgers, Brees on paper, right? But
yep.
One quarterback's 41, and the other quarterback is still playing at a really high level. But the reality with this Packers offense, I mean, it's really been led by the run game to start. So even week one, with see how many opportunities early in that game that they used to kind of open up the passing game with the run. The other quarterback's playing well, but he's in a run offense. This is very much Aaron Jones versus Alvin Kamara, two of the best running backs in the league, in the dome, on the fast turf. Aaron Jones has said he loves running on turf. And, you know, think about some of the games he's had in Dallas, for example. The way that his bursts and his cuts, the way that he likes to take the one cut and go downfield, it's very advantageous for him to be on the turf. So, and both of these guys are great receivers, too. I mean, they're running backs, but these are two of the very best, certainly two of the best five receiving running backs in the league. So, yeah, I think I'll call it now. I think both these running backs are getting multiple touchdowns on Sunday night.
Ryan, we got to go here, but prediction for the game.
I've got a lot of points, and I got a lot of points because of the running backs. I'm going to take Packers 37, Saints 31. I think it's going to be a barn burner.
Ooh, that would be a highly entertaining game Sunday night. Good stuff. Ryan, thank you so much.
All right, take care.
There is Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette and the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Is your passion on growing your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. Up next, Big Show Knows Fantasy. We need a caller, a listener to play against Gary, Leroy, myself. You just got to pick one guy, PPR league, four points for a throwing touchdown for the quarterback. That's all you got to do is pick one dude. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Dial it up right now. Dan Plucker will get one of you guys on. Sight and Sound Solutions, with the internet more important than ever. People are working from home, and kids are at home doing online learning. So you need the internet. So get AT&T Fiber Internet for $39.99 a month. In fact, I'm getting mine installed come Thursday. And introducing the new AT&T TV, stream your channel package, DVR cloud storage with unlimited recordings, access to over 40,000 titles on demand, and access to over 5,000 apps. AT&T TV Choice Package and Internet for under $89 a month. Yes, that does include Fox Sports Wisconsin, so you can watch your favorite teams play there. Sight and Sound Solutions are saving people money on a monthly basis and offering $200 in Visa cards during these trying times. For existing customers, call them to work on a new deal. 262-754-1500. Sight and Sound Solutions. Call Al. That's my guy. Customer service numero uno. Call him. 262-754-1500.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.